I know some great things at Playbatch, but you were introduced to me differently. You were introduced to me as someone like, hey, I got these great guys. They're coming up with a super app, right? And I thought, okay, what is that? So I'll let you tell the story, all right?
People call it a super app. Maybe it's a little bit exaggeration. But what we do is basically, we kind of understood a couple of years ago where the market is going with the marketing and the whole privacy issues that is happening now. And all the chaos that is with marketing and user acquisition. So we kind of understood that to tackle this, you need to build a product which is designed and ready to accommodate all these changes by the game design itself. So it's the game design itself and the company structure that is structured all around to actually tackle the issues that are now a lot of studios are facing with marketing. So specifically, our game is built from one merge mechanic, which is a casual mechanic, and a collection of hyper-casual mechanics, minigames, if you like. And we use the minigames, we use the hyper-casual mechanics as an acquisition tool to obtain low CPIs. And the merge game, the casual merge game, as a monetization tool, but it's all in one app, all tightly integrated. It's not detached. It's not like other mechanics which are detached from the main mechanic. It's all under one nice narrative in the context of a University of Magic, where there is magic books, which the magic books got erased, and the progression is basically to restore back the spells, the text into the books, and along the way you gain every spell and every magic that you restore, you actually gain the power of those magic to use in the game.
The design solves the problem, because if it's about data or privacy issues, you're going to get me to engage more, is what I'm understanding. You've got your low CPIs to get me into the game, and then you've got the merge mechanics to keep me in the game. And that from that engagement, you're learning.
The idea is that we're going to use the tool that Apple gave us to attribute the traffic using the CPP, which is a custom product page. We can use a custom product page for each mini game, and from here to direct the players directly with a deep link to the mini game, to the right minigame that they choose at the ads. And here we're starting a journey for each player. The journey is going to be personalized according to the player behavior in the game. And after he will get the experience of the minigame, he will get directly to the merge game to continue and to build the world and to progress the game.
You talk about there being a journey for the player. Where are you on your own journey?
We are currently, we started a year and a half ago, raised a seed of about $3 million. And now we are actually in just the beginning of round A. So that's why we're here also in this nice event. Had some good meetings.
Well, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen where the industry meets, right? One thing is you're doing funding, but there's a lot of opportunity here to begin in casual, hyper-casual, look at other mechanics. Are you looking at anything beyond the play that you have right now, beyond the mechanics, beyond the gameplay that you have?
Behind the mechanics, we have live ops that will help us to monetize using different events, daily events, weekly events, leaderboard, a map. We have everything to monetize. We know all the ideas, all the tools to monetize the players, how to reach them, how to make them play more, enjoying the game, and get to know different mechanics that is available in the store.
You know the user behavior. You're giving them something they enjoy. You've got a journey that's going to keep them going. I would say we're going to see you going completely and further on Play Batch. I mean, it's been what? You said a year, year and a half?
Year and a half? Maybe less than a year and a half, yeah.
So you're like one of the companies where like data issues were great for you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Did you see that coming?
We hope for it. We hope for it, so we kind of plan for it. It didn't happen by chance. We really anticipated much more or less where the market is going with the marketing and with the whole privacy thing. And we understood that to tackle this, it's not only to understand data and to do better UA or to find better inventories or better traffic sources. The key here is to build a product and a company structure that can accommodate the new data structure that are now being enforced on us. And once you do that, you do not really solve the whole issue, but you gain a lot of advantage over competition, which are stuck with the current design that is already there. You know, it's pretty hard to refine things once they're already up and running, especially for big companies.
That's what I was going to say. It's like, I get that it's going to be great for you guys at Playbatch, but there are a lot of companies I'm talking to say, hey, you know what? If we could rework, reconstruct, deconstruct, and rebuild from the ground up like you guys are doing already, that'd be pretty cool. So, you know, is there any way they can ever get involved, or is this like your thing?
Yes, I guess you're referring to if we are, we'll be open for B2B opportunities.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of. We were thinking, we are coming from the B2B sector. Any studio or any game that want to be successful today with the marketing needs to change, I would say, yeah, product design and also even company structures and processes. Mainly is understanding the how tightly integrated needs to be product teams and marketing teams. Even to call it one team, even have it not a product and marketing, but one big team that does both. I think that's a key issue. Plus the design of the product itself, if it's built for that and built to accommodate those journeys and those traffic sources, and from the analytics of the game itself, the application, go back and then shed some light on the attribution, it helps a lot. That's quite a hack.
Isaac, Ezra, thanks so
much.
It was
much.
Great to have you.
Thank
Can
you.
I say, and good luck on the funding, man. All right? Okay.